The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Oh, it's still the...
Staffing up the good version.
Oh, God! What's the point even being here?
It's so wet.
It's very wet, isn't it?
That's the worst bit.
Slightly out of tune.
Imagine learning that instrument as a kid. You get bullied beyond belief.
What is that? Oh, that is a Casio keyboard I can hear.
Yeah, it's Bon Tempi, isn't it?
Yeah. It's what?
Bon Tempi keyboard.
Yeah, you said, yeah, it's what?
What's that?
A Bon Tempi keyboard. Little keyboard.
You are such a fan of knowledge. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. Matt Dyson, good morning.
Morning.
Bon Tempi.
Bon Tempi, okay. Mate. Look it up.
Okay, I'm going to Google it in a second. Anna and Glenn in the Booth of Truth, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Producer Ellie, good morning. Hi, Beast Wumble Mark, good morning. And Old Swiss, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm not going to lie, I'm feeling tired this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Had a little 10-minute sleep in the cab, which is never good. Woke up
you
sweating.
Were driving it.
Yes, exactly. Woke up sweating somewhere in Brixton, which we've all been there, haven't we? Not a happy time to do it ever. Because yesterday I ran from the station, from Brighton Station to my house. Well, ran to the seafront and then to my house. I think it was like 7 miles in the end.
7 miles?
Yeah. Very good.
Got home. And my wife went to pick up our five-year-old, Aggie, brought her home, and then she went, it's fun week at gymnastics. Do you want to come and do some gymnastics with me? And I was like, oh, great,
oh,
yeah.
No.
So my legs are really, really aching today, really aching.
So you had
aching.
To join in the whole gymnastics session?
Did the high beam, mate. They made us run round the hall to begin with.
Yeah, just to warm up.
Yeah, and I was holding my 18-month-old whilst doing it.
Really?
Yeah, it was absolutely... It was torture, I'm not going to lie. It was torture. So I got into bed last night at 8:30.
Ooh.
And emailed you an idea for the show today. You're welcome. Always welcome. And then fell asleep at about 8:45. Aching. I feel so old. But the reason why I ran from the train station to my house is because I'm training like Glenn and like the High Beast Womble. I'm training for the London Marathon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
I really put our noses out of joint when we found that out yesterday, me and Mark. We thought we were the special ones.
Yeah.
Turns out everyone's
doing it. Any show do it on this roster.
Well, I wanted to ask how your training is going, because that was my official kind of first bit of training yesterday.
Right, okay. It's going okay. I did sleep through part run on Saturday. So that element of it's not great. But other than that, it's okay. I'm trying to add 1K on per week.
Is that the tried and tested method?
No, I've made that up, but
that's
I think...
Good.
Why wouldn't
good.
It work?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. Well, I'm going to go with the Glenn Moore method. Add 1K every run.
Yeah, so last week I started on zero, and then this week...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
What's going on with you? I saw yourself smugly laughing.
Oh, no, I was just saying we're in Nottingham Forest, we're an established Premier League team now.
What was the score last night?
Well, as we heard in the sport with Glenn, we beat Crystal Palace. I went to my local snooker club to watch it, and the owner's a Forest fan, and he's got a little... it's a big dog. He's got a dog called Clough.
Of course he has.
That wanders around making noises while the game's on. It's great.
Making noises.
Yeah, he's a bit like a talking dog.
I thought it'd be like, Clough.
Clough, young man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Did you see him walk past the window during that last song?
Oh, yeah.
Gok,
yeah.
I swear, he walked past the window. It's like Jaws. It's like he's circling.
Are you haunted by Gok Wah?
I think I am.
For Halloween.
I thought he was good. Yeah.
For Halloween.
I'm terrified he's going to come in and spray us with anti-static spray. What a sentence that was.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 6:37. We hope you're well this morning. It's a Tuesday right now. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. We are one breakfast show with 9 different playlists, of course. Download the free Rayo app to effortlessly swipe between our 9 playlists. We want to celebrate our 9 playlists right now and give you the chance to earn a shout-out on the show with the slow-mo solo. I've got one of the biggest songs from our playlist, but we've slowed it down. All you need to do is work out what the song is, what the slow-mo solo is. 8-12-15 to text. You can WhatsApp us 0330-123-1215. This is going to be played on the main station round about 7 this morning. Let's give it a whirl, shall we? Imagine if Gok came in now and this was soundtracking.
That'd be horrible.
think that's gettable at the end there.
Yeah,
I think. What do you reckon? Earn your shout out on the show this morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Don't forget you can flick between our 9 playlists on our Rayo app. And we're celebrating that with the slow-mo solo right now. We played you this moments ago. We asked you to identify this song. Thanks for getting involved if you did. Quite a few right answers coming in. Hi to Danny and Danny on their way to Earl's Court to fit carpet right now. Stevie Wood travelling to work in Livingston. Jess on my Instagram as well, all getting it right. Matt, did you know this?
Yes, not many songs have the words radiator grill
don't
in them.
Give it away.
Sorry.
Anna Geary, did you know this? Did
yeah,
you get it? You got
I do,
it?
I do, yeah.
Oh, I'm not surprised you got it, of course.
Yeah, you're familiar with the lyrics.
Oh, yes. On the radiator
grill. Slow it down.
Rockin' the Casper. Rock the Casper, Shreve,
if you've not guessed it by now, it is, of course, this Casper, song.
Yeah.
That is the better Casper version. This is, in many ways, the inferior version. It was The Clash this morning. That's coming up just after 7 on the main Absolute Radio station. If you don't fancy that, you can flip between, as I say, 9 different playlists on our Rayo app right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And Matt Dyson, what's happening on the socials?
Well, as I say, the big beardy guy who sings like Cartman from South Park is in town. He's in London at the moment.
Can we get him?
Well, he seems like he might be gettable. People are saying we should get him. The Hypebeast Womble has reached out to his people.
I'm not going to lie to you. If we can't get the Cartman guy, we might as well pack up now. What's the point?
For those who aren't familiar with his work, he just does loads of different songs, like he's Cartman from South Park, and he's done a special London one for us as he's in London at the moment.
The wind is falling down, falling down, falling down. And the wind is falling down. I hate you guys.
Yeah, there you go.
So why is he in London?
He seems to be here for a gig by Dream Theatre. I hadn't really heard of them.
I love the way you looked at Anna. Anna, you know your prog rock, don't you?
I don't know.
Have you covered Dream Theatre?
Prog Rock Titans. Dream Theatre, apparently. It's like their 40th anniversary tour. They played at the
O2. Oh, okay. So
it's a heavy metal band, apparently.
Oh, heavy metal?
Yeah.
They're very beardy men like him.
Yes, exactly. They're very beardy. So I don't know whether he came on and did a little cameo. I'm not sure.
Surely not.
Let's find out when we talk to him. Yeah, okay, if we can get hold of him.
Fingers crossed,
we can get him on the show. He can probably do a request for us. Because I have a little think about what song you'd want him to do.
I'll have a think about that now. Yeah. That's my top priority.
And next this morning, the latest installment in the long-running list of doors that sound like music. So it's like, we heard a squeaky lift last week. It was a great example that sounds just like a certain film.
Great.
Pretty much identical to Psycho. And now we have Dor Gershwin, hashtag Rhapsody in Blue. This is so good. Have a listen to it. You genuinely can't tell where the door ends and the song begins.
No.
It's amazing.
Play it again.
It's perfection.
Still the door.
Still the door, I think.
I can't tell. It's seamless. Do we know where the door is?
It's just the creaky door.
Can we get the door on?
we'll try and get the door. We'll reach out to the door's people. Someone also said it sounded like the Johnny Briggs theme tune. This isn't quite as good, but it's nice. It was a hard act to follow, to be fair, but I'll share both of them on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about them later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Thanks for the social ammo, by the way, Matt. Always your greatest work. Gershwin Dor, thank you.
Love the fact
you'd said hashtag Rhapsody in Blue as well.
Just to clarify.
You are such a lover of the arts. And as we know, we have to keep the arts alive.
We simply must.
I did find something that I emailed you last night for social ammo. Notice you didn't use it.
Yeah, you sent it to my work email. I'm like, I'm not checking that at 7 o'clock on a Monday evening.
What do you mean?
I'm just don't check it.
Did you not check it this morning?
No. There's
your
never anything on there.
Flagrant disregard for working.
There's never
anything on there. Unbelievable. You not get, what, would you, how do you
just
get updated?
DM me, man. DM me.
You're in your come DMs.
On. Where?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you didn't read it because it was social ammo gold. Basically, there's a thread on Twitter or whatever the hell we're calling it these days, and it was about when the NHS opens itself up to public suggestions. They do like a consultation thing. I didn't know this. This exists, I'm guessing, on a website, it looks like. So anyone, pretty much, can suggest ways to improve our NHS. And there's a thread on Twitter that is absolutely incredible of genuine suggestions. One of them, the top one, is the title of it simply says serve alcohol. It says, and by the way, for some reason in this consultation, every letter is in capitals. Every letter at the start of each word is in capitals. Yeah. I don't quite know why. It says allow patients to have wine, beer, spirits, etc. This will help raise morale. Maybe opening a pub in a hospital would encourage them to get better quicker.
Really? Yeah. And Weatherspoons in a hospital. That's what says, people are suggesting.
Could partner with Weatherspoons. I'm not sure about that. Anything caught your eye in this thread, Matt?
Turning cinemas into waiting rooms was another one, and free Monster Energy drinks in schools. That's a nice one.
I knew you'd pick that out, because as we know, you love the Monster.
Oh, yes. Pipeline punch all the way, baby.
Yeah, it says free Monster Energy for secondary school children. It says, just like when you used to get delivered milk in primary school. Not quite the same. But at the bottom it says, don't worry, it will be sugar-free. Good. Oh, yeah. Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Genuinely was sweating when I was working out of my head.
That's good. You're really elevating the time check there, aren't you?
You're welcome. You're welcome. That's what you get with me, Matt. That's what you get. It's a Tuesday right now. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's time for Five Celebs, £5. We lost the Five Celebs, £5 jingle in the great Absolute Radio data loss yesterday, so that's why we're playing the Five Words, £5,000 music, but just ignore that. Matt, remind us how Five Celebs, £5 works.
Well, we give you five Christian names, and then you have to say a surname of a celebrity and hope that you match up, and if you do, you win the £5.
Yeah, so like if I say Roy, what's your...
Yeah, Walker. Obviously.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Would you have gone with Walker?
Keane.
Hodgson for me.
Oh.
On a
Hodgson
personal level.
Yeah.
You held your hands up there. Well,
you would have gone Chubby Brown, wouldn't you?
Of course, yeah. My idol. Yeah. I have a picture of him on the desk whenever I perform. Yeah. There he is, Roy.
And if you win, Producer Swiss pops £5 in an envelope and sends it out to you.
Yeah, or has to do a very tedious bank transfer from the Absolute Radio bank to someone's address. It's not finest hour doing that, is it? In fact, he loathes it. He doesn't want anyone to win. We're desperate for a winner, though. Hoping to win that £5 this morning on line number one is Alex. Alex, good morning, mate.
Morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Morning. Hi, Alex.
Alex, where are you? What are you up to today? Tell us everything.
I'm in Doncaster, and I'm going to work in about half hour or so.
Nice. What do you do?
Say that again, sorry.
What do you do for work?
I'm a social worker, an adult social care, working with adults with learning disabilities and autism.
Nice.
Oh, very nice. Always nice to have someone with a genuinely good job.
Yeah,
with
us. Well done, yeah.
Messing about for 3 hours. Yeah, pathetic. All right, Alex, let's see who you're playing with this morning. Let's roll the random name generator.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn,
it's
all
you.
All right, good luck.
Leave the studio, please. Did I just say we do a three-hour show?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
How long is the show?
Four hours. Don't wish us away.
Well, do you know what? I usually do 3 hours in the afternoon. That's silly, mate, doing 4 hours.
Yeah, we're live for 4 hours. Yeah.
Live for 4 hours. Anna, has Glenn left the booth of truth?
He has.
He's left. All right. Alex, you ready, mate?
Absolutely.
Okay. Alex, what's sort of your era of pop culture? Just so we have an idea.
I'm a 90s guy, really.
Okay. Yeah, so similar to me and Glenn. You're 90s, right, Matt?
I'm like 80s, 90s. 80s.
Anna, you're probably 90s, right?
90s, yeah.
90s, yeah. Okay, let's see what we've got. Okay, Alex, name number one is Maggie.
Smith.
got to go with Smith. Mm-hmm. I was worried we were going to get a Thatcher then.
Yeah. I think I would have gone with Thatcher.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. Maggie Thatcher. Such an 80s way of talking about her, Maggie Thatcher.
What was that weird accent?
Maggie Thatcher.
Okay, Smith. Well,
it's how an Icelandic football commentator once said her name. I'll play you these.
I'm so sorry about this, Alex.
I'm not sure what's going on either.
Okay, I'm
going
to write down Smith. Okay.
Your boys took one hell of a beating. Do you remember that bit?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Alex, you can remember it, can't you?
Alex, do you know what he's talking about?
He does remember it.
Can I just say, Matt just flicked his fingers like Ali G. Good grief. All right, let's get back on track. Name number two, Alex, is Kevin.
Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Hart's good.
That's quite difficult.
Hart Bridges, maybe.
Name number three is Robert.
Danny Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, straight him. No messing.
Name number four is Charlie.
Sheen.
Yes.
Okay. I would have said Bigham.
I would have said Chaplin.
The expensive fish pies.
Yeah, I would have gone Chaplin too.
Not Bigham.
Bigham and Thatcher, what's happened to you? Good grief.
Story answers, aren't they? Unbelievable. Bigham.
Do you know, I always suspected you were betraying your roots. And my fifth and final name is Sam.
Fox.
Yeah.
Wow, did not expect that.
Sam's quite a hard one because there's quite a few answers. I think Fox is a great
Fender,
answer.
Fender, surely.
Yeah,
no, come on. All right, Alex, those are really, really good names. I think we've learned a lot about you. We've learned even more about Matt Dyson than those five names. Stay there, we'll come back to you after this.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Alex, welcome back to the show. Good morning, mate. Alex, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
There he is.
Alex, if you won the £5, how would you spend the money?
I don't know. The options are endless. I'd probably just treat my two kids to, I don't know, something small.
Something very small.
A chip each.
£2.50 each is not the biggest budget. In many ways, Alex, you've wasted your time with us this morning. We can only apologise about that. Let's see if we can give your children those very small gifts that you want to give them. Let's see if we can match all five of your names with Glenn Moore. Glenn, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Name number one.
Uh-huh.
Maggie.
Smith.
Yes.
Maggie Smith, yeah.
Yes.
Interestingly, whilst you're out of the studio, Matt went with Thatcher.
Yeah.
Oh, you on Maggie turns, are you?
Yeah, Maggie Thatcher.
Make of that what you will.
It was like a playful nickname in the 80s, yeah. Maggie.
Yeah, I can think of other nicknames.
Name number two is Kevin.
Costner.
Oh, no.
McLeod.
Oh.
No?
McLeod.
McAllister from Home Alone.
No.
What? Who else?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, yes, my God, of course.
That's what Alex went for. Costner over Hart. Wow.
I watched Horizon, an American saga, in the cinema a few months ago, so that's why it was on my mind.
Okay. How was it?
I'm disappointed that part two's not been released in cinemas.
Okay, fine. Okay, name number three is Robert.
Danny Jr.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Name number four is Charlie.
Oh, man. Bigham.
Yes!
Do you know what it is? Because yesterday I had a Charlie Bigham fish pie for the first time ever.
Your review?
Talking about them.
Better than Horizon, the fish pie?
They're not like for like comparison. It swings around about, isn't it?
Okay, Alex went for Sheen, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
On offer, the fish pie? You only ever buy Bigham when it's on offer.
Yeah, you don't buy it for normal price.
Yeah.
It's like if you tried to get a Domino's without a deal. You have to remortgage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Alex, I'm so sorry about this. Fifth and final name. I don't think you'll get this.
Yeah?
Fifth and final name is Sam.
Fender.
No. Alex went for Fox.
Oh.
I think Sam Fox has featured on Five Celebs, £5 before, weirdly.
Possibly, yeah.
Alex, sorry about that. 2 out of 5 is what we got, so your children are going to go hungry today. I can only apologise about that, mate.
They'll just have to go without.
Exactly.
Oh, God, sorry.
It's quite a bleak ending. Alex.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Yesterday we were talking about this. We're going to do a little spooky Halloween radio drama that's going to debut on Halloween Day itself, which is is that next Thursday, something like
that? Yes, I think it is, a week on Thursday.
So yeah, we need to crack on with this. Actually, we need to. We've done really not a lot of work on it. We need characters, we need dialogue, we need ideas. We need, though, to start with, I think, a setting. Somewhere to set the whole thing. So can you do us a favour? Can you text a location to us right now? A potential location for our radio drama. 81215 to text. Tweet at Absolute Radio. It can be where you are right now. It can be your favourite place in the world. It can be somewhere comedy, like a funny name or something like that.
Somewhere scary.
Yeah. Perhaps, oh.
Yeah.
What's the spookiest place in the UK, do you think?
Well, that place where Blobby World used to be, you know, Noel Edmonds' old theme park is now completely over.
Crinkly Bottom.
Crinkly Bottom World, or whatever it's called, yeah.
Crinkly Bottom World.
No, but that now.
It's like abandoned. Yeah,
it's abandoned. It looks really scary there now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What, so there's nothing there at all?
It's like Chernobyl. It's just an abandoned zone.
It's an abandoned theme park, and it's all overgrown, bushes covering everything, and there's graffiti on the wall about Noel Edmonds and stuff. It's weird.
Oh, wow.
It's weird.
I kind of want to go now.
Yeah, yeah.
Any location to 81215. You can WhatsApp us 0330123 1215. Just throw a load of locations at us. We'll randomly pick one, and we'll use that for our little radio, spooky radio drama.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. We need a location for our spooky radio drama. Thanks for texting in. Chard, says this person.
Ooh.
Chard in Somerset,
Chard,
of course.
Yeah. On the border with Dorset, isn't it?
Yeah, but in Somerset. Oh, this is a good one. Michelle from Angmering, Goring in West Sussex.
Of course.
That's Goring. A great one.
Good suggestion.
Just down the road from Durrington, where I went to college. Fun fact for you there. Andy from York says, there's a near me... Oh, no, I can't do that. let me just say, it starts with wet, and that's all I can say on air.
Yeah.
Hinkley Point, this says, where else can a Halloween drama be set apart from Pratt's Bottom?
Oh,
says Lucy in South East
London.
And this says, we are in Box Bush in the Forest of Dean. More suggestions, please. 81215 to text. You can tweet at Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We are trying to work out locations. You've been texting in some good locations for us. Ben, I live near a village called Pluckley, the most haunted village in England, allegedly, says Kirsty. Yeah. What about Nasty, a real, genuine small hamlet near where in Hertfordshire?
Yeah.
Keep them coming, please. 81215 to text. Oh, this says, how about the old Absolute Radio building?
Oh, wow,
old presenters roaming the halls, says Mike.
It's just our old security guard, Bernard.
Yeah. We do miss Bernard with his strange milk. I was going to say milk fetish, but I'm going to say that. God, let's move on, shall we?
That's a bit strong.
12:15.
He just decanted. He just put old milk with new milk.
It was a strange... Well, I don't know what was going on.
No, I think I'm right. Legally, it's not slander if they work in a different building.
Exactly. Speaking of spooky, that's one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen. Moving swiftly on from that, 8, 12, 15, if you do want to tell us a location. I thought, though, as we are talking geography, we put your knowledge to the test, along with Old Swiss, one of our glorious producers here.
Yes.
Hello, Dave.
Good morning.
My fellow geo-bro.
You're not often allowed on mic, are you?
No.
What
this is a risk.
I know, we're all worried about it. If you thought this link had already gone overboard with that comment about Bernard, here we go again. So you two off-air, I believe, are known as... Am I saying this right? The Geography Bros.
Yeah. Geo Bros.
Why?
Geography Brothers.
Why?
Yeah. We just know a lot about counties of the UK.
So, listeners won't know this, but when like someone texts in, so like if Lucy texts in from like, I don't know, Farnborough, you often look at each other and go like, oh,
home of the air show. Very big air
home
show.
Of the air show. So, for example, we've had some like texts in this morning from people. So let's just test your knowledge, shall we? Andy in Pendle Hill.
Oh, that's a northwest, isn't it? It's like sort of Lancashire vibes. I used to know someone who lived near there. Clitheroe, I think, is around there. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Hill.
I believe that's correct, yeah. Well done.
Oh, great. Nice. Good.
Chepstow, says Simon.
Oh, that's Wales.
Yeah, famous racetrack in Wales. Yeah. It's the other side.
It's
of
on
the
Avon, so it's
the other side of
close to Gloucester.
Do you think you can do postcodes? How good are you?
Oh, it'll cost you.
You just might be stretching it too far there.
If I said Chillingham Castle from Graham, What would you say?
Chillingham.
That's on the border. That's on the border. I've been there.
Border. Have you? Yeah. From what? Northeast.
Scottish border.
Yeah, near Northumberland. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Part of the world.
When I went, it was. They said there was haunted by a ghost called the Blue Boy, so that could suit.
Really?
The Halloween drama.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
Wow. Interesting. Little glimpse into off air there.
The
Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Name that job. We've got to guess this person's job just by one question from each team member. And on line number one is Stephen. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, team.
Hi, Stephen.
Stephen, where are you right now?
I'm sitting in my van, parked up in Wiltshire.
Wiltshire. Okay, Wiltshire van. Write those down. What we know about Stephen's job already from his brief conversation with the Hypebeast Womble is he's been in this job for 2 years officially, right? But it's been Stephen's hobby for 37 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so he's turned his hobby into a job.
Yeah, you'll never work a day in your life if you can do that, yeah.
Apparently so.
not sure about that. Okay, it's across 7 counties. Is that right, Stephen?
Whoa. Sometimes, yes.
It's a big patch.
Yeah. Don't continue talking about counties because we get the geography broke.
Don't get started.
It's a job that has a uniform, but Stephen doesn't always wear that uniform. It has variable income, and also there's some peril / danger with the job as well.
Whoa. What the hell?
I'm not a superhero, don't worry.
Do we each have a question formulating after that?
Yeah. Is it seasonal work?
Sometimes.
Sometimes it's seasonal.
Sometimes seasonal. Okay. I'm going to ask something really obvious, but I think this usually helps. Is it outside or inside?
Both.
Man, okay, right.
Glenn?
Is your job a bit weird? Like, when you tell people what your job is, are they like, no, but actually, though?
When I tell people my job, they really get engaged. They love it.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, Mark seemed really excited on the phone. He said it's the best job we've had.
Yeah.
Well, I can't argue with that.
We've not finally got a clown, have we?
Indoors and outdoors, yeah.
That's the dream.
Sometimes outside, sometimes in the cupboard under the stairs.
Anna, what about you?
How many days a week do you do on average?
Because I work for myself now, it can be 7 days a week. I'm trying to cut back to 5.
Self-employed.
All right, self-employed outside and inside. It can be seasonal work. Okay.
But it used to be a hobby.
That's a key clue,
isn't it? Yeah. Sure.
Long hobby for 37 years.
Yeah.
All right, Stephen, I think we're pretty stumped on this, but we're gonna play a song and we're going to come back to you and hopefully we'll guess your job after this.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I'm having a breakdown. I cannot work this out. For love nor money. What is going on? It's so difficult, this.
It's really hard. So much going on.
Yeah. We're trying to get Stephen's job right now on Name That Job. I didn't even ask if he was texting. I forgot, but we've had messages already because I think it is so difficult. Hi to Rog in West Sussex, who says, does he work with birds? That's quite a broad one. teaches parachute jumping, says Dan in Bristol. Morning, Ben and team. We believe the job is a metal detectorist.
Can you James get paid and to Sam. Do that?
This is a varying rate.
But where's the inside part of that?
That's a good point.
Yeah, Craig and Bromley says pest control. All good options. I, for a long, long time, thought like ice cream seller, ice cream maker, but then there's no peril or danger. The clues are, Stephen's been doing this job for 2 years. It's been his hobby for 37. It takes him to 7 different counties. It is a job that's indoor and outdoor. You can wear a uniform. He doesn't often wear a uniform, though. There is some peril in it. It can be sort of seasonal. I do have one that fits most of those clues, I think. So I sort of have a guess. Do you have a guess?
Yeah, but I'm not. It can't tick all the boxes, my guess. I don't think it does.
Anna and Glenn, you got guesses?
We have.
Yes.
All right, let's give this a go, shall we? Stephen, welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is our toughest one yet, Stephen. Mark, our producer's even been giving us extra clues, and we still haven't got
it. Oh, really?
Okay, let's try and guess this, shall we? Do you want to go first,
Should
Matt?
We share the extra clue?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, you two didn't get the
extra clue. Actually, no, I almost don't want to know because I can't think of another one. If it undermines ours completely,
it might change your mind. It confuses it further.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Matt, are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Oh, God. No one's going to get this. Come on, let's give it a go.
Ready? Yeah, the whole hobby turned into a job. Micro brewer.
No.
Oh.
I was thinking West Country.
That's really good. That's good, though.
Scrumping for apples, dangerous peril. No.
What's the peril there?
No. Climbing up a tree.
Okay. Yeah. Anna, are you ready?
Yes. Do you build model trains?
Wow, I think that's a good guess.
No, I didn't take after Rod Stewart.
Where's the peril there?
Well, you know, they have to build things.
They go fast.
They could have a knife.
Okay, I think you meant the little people and the models. Okay, Glenn, you ready?
Yeah. There's peril, seasonal. You can work indoors and outdoors, and I imagine the pay may vary. I think you're a beekeeper.
Oh, you very, yeah, pretty much on the money.
Oh, what?
Yes, well done. No, that's amazing. Oh, wow.
What were the clues?
Hobby.
Well, what were the additional clues?
Oh, the additional clues.
The clue would have thrown you. No, it wouldn't, actually. Yeah. It makes sense.
So the additional clue, Stephen said, was that you've just opened a shop. Is that right, Stephen?
That's right, yeah. We just opened a shop in Chiffenham called World of Honey, and we open officially on the 31st of October.
Ah, so it's not even open. Are you open for business yet, or is that like a grand
launch? Soft launch. We'd sort of soft launched it, but official opening's on next Thursday. Yeah.
So people can go to World of Honey today?
They can, not today, sorry. No, we're out taking honey off hives today, but tomorrow, or Wednesday to Saturday normally. Yeah.
So you literally get the honey and you take it straight to the shop? You are the business?
We work outdoors to take the honey off, and then we take it indoors to extract it and bottle it, and then over to the shop to sell it. And we also make candles there from our own beeswax.
Ooh,
great.
Oh, very nice. Good. Where can we find World of Honey in Chippenham?
You can find it at 57 Marketplace, Chippenham, and look forward to seeing lots of people there. Thank you.
Yeah. Go and get your honey. I can't believe you've guessed it, Glenn.
That's never happened again.
Stephen, best of luck with the grand opening. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, team. Take care.
I'm so impressed, Glenn. I'm so impressed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Tuesday morning's No Repeat Guarantee. We're Absolute Radio. It's Ben Burrell here. We had social ammo action earlier. Mm. We had a little bit more social ammo action that I gave to you.
Yeah.
You still haven't replied to my email.
Your work email. Yeah.
Sent you an email last night at 7. Over 12 hours later, you hadn't even read it. And some 14 plus hours later, you haven't even replied.
I've shared it on Twitter, though.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Did I get credit?
With a credit for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. Thank you.
So this is the extra, extra.
Extra.
Well, I mean, Conor McGregor goes viral pretty much on a weekly basis.
Of course he does.
And normally, I ignore him, like, on the Arsenal pitch, fouling Bukayo Saka and stuff like that. He's everywhere. Yeah. He's all over the socials.
He's desperate to get on social ammo, isn't he? That's why he does it.
Well, he's made it, because he's finally made
You've
it.
Given
it. Because he's been on holiday to Marbella and got very excited about a super moon, right? Like a low moon that he saw one night.
Of course.
And, I mean, he goes on a long rant. So this is an edited down highlights reel of what he said.
Nah, here, the phone isn't doing this justice, folks, yeah? Get out and have a look at that moon, quick. Have a look at that moon, folks, quick. That's usually the moon's up there, like. It's down there, it's at me eye level. And it's huge. Yeah, look at that moon. Can you see that? Oh, my God, it's the sphere. The sphere's outside, folks, yeah?
The sphere. keeps calling it the sphere. He calls it the sphere quite a lot.
I love the fact you said he's ranting at the moon. Like a man having an argument with the supermoon.
I mean, he has got a point, though, because when you try and take a picture of a supermoon or a harvest moon, it just looks rubbish on your phone. So he is right to point that out.
I understand his pain, because I took a picture of the moon outside my house the other night, and I thought, here we go, I'm going to go viral. Amazing, maybe I'll be on the social ammo. Looked at it, and it looks like...
It just looks tiny.
Yeah, it's all sweaty and horrible. It looks just like a awful, terrible little... Give me your instant reaction to this. I've got it in front of me right now.
Underwhelming, really. I mean, you can see where it is, but it's an optical illusion, isn't it, when it's at the horizon? That's why it looks
ridiculous.
But someone needs to tell Connor that, I think.
Rather me than you. No, rather you than me, actually. Rather you than me.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And there ends another edition of the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. I've just seen one of the options on the pod names.
I know. What have we been talking
about? Oh, God. It's time to name the broadcast that is about to finish. You'll be able to listen back to it with its name on our Rayo app very, very soon. So if you missed any of the show, if you just want to relive some of your favourite moments from the show, you can do that in our Rayo app very shortly.
Oh, it's worth playing for Guess the Job, wasn't it?
That was amazing scenes
in the studio when that happened.
These are the options, though. Options for the show name taken from content from today's show. A dog called Clough.
Oh, yes. My local. I need to give him some of my hot sauce, that dog.
Okay. Is that wise?
No, probably not.
Haunted by Gok Wan
he came to see us again this morning.
And it was even more confusing and glorious.
You never know what you're going to get.
You never know it. It was no anti-static spray today, but a rude gesture. Gershwin Dor.
That was in the social ammo, yeah.
Maggie Thatcher, your boys took one hell of a beating.
That was reminiscing about an old rant by a Norwegian football commentator in 1981.
What other breakfast show?
Not many.
You wouldn't get that. I mean, you wouldn't get that with Gok on Magic.
No, you wouldn't.
No. Exactly. Or whoever's on radio.
That's why he's coming to see us.
Yeah,
what's
exactly
the good stuff?
Maggie Thatcher. Oh, no, we've done that. God, take me home. Have you tried Bingham's fish pie?
Everyone loves Bingham's fish pie when it's on offer.
We got sidetracked with Bingham's fish pie, didn't we? On five
celebs, I think it was. £5. That's right. Yeah, Charlie
derailed. Yeah. A glimpse of the Geo Bros in action.
Yeah, a little insight into a podcast we're workshopping at the moment. Me and producer Swiss, where we name counties that towns are in.
That really felt like a low of the show. Although my friend Jordan texted me and said, love the Geo Boys link.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
So he enjoyed it, amazing. If no one else. Sometimes outside, sometimes in the cupboard under the stairs.
What was that Gok again?
No, he's not. Gok's not been in the cupboard under the stairs. I want to clarify that.
What was that?
I think Glenn was talking about clowns.
That's right, of course.
What do you want to go for?
Well, it has to be haunted by Gok Wan, doesn't it?
Yes, it has to be. We love Gok. We want. Hopefully, imagine we.
What's he going to do tomorrow? We'll have to wait and see.
I think he's going to come in and punch you in the face. It's got to be something outrageous, isn't it? It's got to be something higher than what we've had the last couple of days. We shall see tomorrow. The show will be available in our Rayo app very, very soon. We are back tomorrow morning from 6, hopefully joined by more Gok. We'll see you then.